Perhaps the most surprising thing about the musician known as Cat Power is how much she loves to play.
You're listening to NPR. This is Cat Power.
She's been performing for more than 20 years. But for most of those 20 years, her music sounded kind of sad.
Last time I saw you, you were on stage. Yeah, it was wild, yeah.
That's I Don't Blame You from her 2003 album. Offstage, Cat Power is Shawn Marshall. She's from Atlanta, but she lived lots of places around the South. In the beginning of her career, she played mostly simple songs, playing her own accompaniment on guitar and piano. She sounds very young on these tracks. Cat Power has produced her first CD of original work in 6 years. She calls the recording Sun, and it's a turning point for her, musically and in other ways. She was in Miami when we talked to her about how the record got off to a slow start.
I had started 4 years ago in Silver Lake in Los Angeles out of habit. Started writing some songs with a guitar and a piano, and then when I played it for my friend, he was like, man, this sounds like old Cat Power. Man, this is depressing.
But it never made sense to them anyway. Could you imagine when they turned their backs?
So I just closed shop for 8 months, and then when I went back to the studio, I didn't play guitar or piano. The only thing I could play that was in the studio was a drum set and these synthesizers, and that's why the record sounds totally different.
And did you feel like you knew what you were doing as you sort of headed for this new sound?
Absolutely not. The thing that I always relied on was the tempo of playing a guitar. You know, like John Lee Hooker taps his foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or like Stevie moves his head, you know? So like playing the guitar, you kind of lock into a rhythm and a groove, and then it relaxes me to make up lyrics in my head and sing. So this time was a little different. I had to press these strange, you know, synthesizers and record it until I did something that I liked, and then cut it and then loop it and then go into a trance and sit at the drums.
I gather that just as you always used to do, playing the guitar and the piano yourself, this was do-it-yourself as well. I mean, the production, the performing, all of it.
Yeah, I had been, after my second-to-last record called The Greatest, I had gone on tour for a while, and I didn't play an instrument for about 5 years. And I got kind of, it's not self-esteem or whatever, not anger towards myself, but like disappointed in myself that I hadn't been, you know, challenging myself to learn musically.
Shawn Marshall had other challenges which affected her work, especially her performances. Terrible stage fright made her erratic. Periods of drinking compounded her problems. But things changed for her in 2006. That was the year when things got so serious that a friend checked Marshall into a hospital, and she began to understand what had to happen, what she had to do.
I never wanted to end up like that, and I never wanted to abuse alcohol or drugs from things that I'd witnessed growing up. I definitely made a choice, and I think it's made me a happier person. I think I enjoy life a whole lot more than I used to because I was wrapped up in fear and stress. Now I just need to take care of myself and stay with the people who've been there for me.
Now, if we were to play one more song that would just sort of celebrate that, which one would it be?
I would say Nothing But Time, because I wrote that for my ex, his daughter, Lucia.
Now, Nothing But Time is 11 minutes long.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're not going to play the whole thing, but we do want to play part of it.
Okay.
See you here, I'm on your own.
a beautiful song.
Thank you.
You know, the lyrics are sort of portentous. I mean, like there's a...
What's that mean?
Important. I'm trying to tell you an important lesson, little girl, you're saying.
Well, it's also talking to my inner kid, you know, because she's always worried and, like, you know, she can't do anything wrong. And it's like an every for everybody song, you know. But you got nothing but time.
You've been doing this for, what, 20 years?
It's crazy, 21 or 22.
Has being older changed the way you feel about writing music and performing it?
Yeah, I mean, I still haven't been able to capture the joy of what it's like when I sing. You know, when I'm by myself or like when I was a little kid, I still have not been able to capture that. Because when you're recording, for some reason, it's like your ego and your id are like both there, you know, rather than you just being there and not being aware of nothing. For me, when the moment the mic is on and it's rolling, it's impossible to vocally relax for some reason. But one day, I'm going to be able to sing the way that I sang when I was a little kid, like completely open and free. That's, I think, the one thing that's changed growing older is that I'm not ashamed to hear my voice. All the way back home to my town.
To my town. Shawn Marshall is the woman behind Cat Power. Her new album, Sun, is out on September 4th. Thank you for talking to us.
Oh, I'm honored. What do we do?
For a limited time, you can hear Cat Power's entire new album, Sun, at nprmusic.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Claudine Bade and produced by Chris Benderev, Peter Breslow, Ned Horton, Elaine Heinzman, Tom Dreisbach, Rebecca Hersher, Hansi Lo Wang, Gemma Waters, and Becky Sullivan. Barry Hardiman and Jeffrey Bennett edit the program. Tom Bullock produced today's show. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Our librarian is Key Molesky, and our web editor is Melissa Goh. Our web producers are Dana Farrington and Steve Mullis. Our senior editor is Sarah Gilbert. Sarah Lucy Oliver is our supervising producer, and the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Linda Wertheimer.